Welcome to Geography Revision with me, your tutor. Today's episode is all about one of the most important topics in your GCSE Geography course, the character of cities in developing and emerging countries, and how their rapid rate of growth shapes everything about them. Whether you're studying Mumbai, Lagos, or Rio de Janeiro, the ideas in this episode will help you smash your exam. So let's get into it. First, let's set the scene. Right now, more than half the world's population lives in cities, and the fastest urban growth isn't happening in places like London or New York. It's happening in cities across South Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Latin America. Cities like Mumbai in India, Lagos in Nigeria, and Sao Paulo in Brazil are growing at extraordinary rates, adding hundreds of thousands of new residents every single year. This rapid growth creates a city with a very distinctive character, and that's exactly what examiners want you to understand. Now, let's talk about why these cities are growing so fast. There are two main causes. The first is natural increase. In many developing and emerging countries, birth rates remain high, while death rates have fallen thanks to improvements in healthcare and sanitation. This means the population grows naturally, even without anyone moving in. In Mumbai, for example, the natural increase rate contributes significantly to a population that has grown from around 8 million in 1970 to over 21 million today. The second cause is migration, and this is where your push and pull factors come in. Rural areas push people away with poverty, lack of jobs, poor services, and sometimes conflict or natural disasters. Cities pull people in with the promise of employment, better wages, healthcare, education, and the chance of a better life. In Mumbai, migrants arrive from across the state of Maharashtra and from other Indian states, drawn by the city's role as India's financial capital, its Bollywood film industry, its textile factories, and its IT sector. Examiners will give you credit for naming specific economic sectors like these, so remember them. International migration also plays a role. In cities like Dubai or Singapore, international migrants make up a huge proportion of the workforce. This shapes the cultural character of the city, creating diverse ethnic communities, distinct neighbourhoods, and demand for services in multiple languages. Always think about how migration affects the age structure of a city too. Migrants tend to be young adults of working age, which increases the proportion of the population in that age bracket and drives further natural increase. So what does rapid growth actually do to a city? This is the heart of the topic, and it's where most of the exam marks are. Let's work through the key impacts. Housing is one of the most visible consequences. When a city grows faster than formal housing can be built, people create their own solutions. These are called informal settlements, and you might know them by other names: favelas in Brazil, busties in India, shanty towns in general. In Mumbai, the Dharavi settlement is one of the most famous examples in the world. Over 1 million people live in just 2.1 square kilometres, making it one of the most densely populated places on Earth. Housing here is self-built from whatever materials are available: corrugated iron, wood, plastic sheeting. There is limited access to clean water, sanitation, and electricity. This is the reality of rapid, unplanned urban growth. But here's something really important for your exam. Don't just describe the problems. Examiners want you to understand the contrasts within cities. Rapid growth creates inequality. Right next to Dharavi, you have gleaming glass skyscrapers, luxury apartments, and high-end shopping malls. This contrast between wealth and poverty is a defining characteristic of rapidly growing cities in developing and emerging countries. The Gini coefficient, which measures inequality, is very high in cities like Mumbai and Sao Paulo. Use that term in your exam and you'll impress the examiner. Employment is another key issue. Formal employment, the kind with contracts, regular wages, and legal protections, simply cannot keep pace with population growth. So a huge proportion of workers end up in the informal economy. They might be street vendors, rickshaw drivers, waste pickers, or domestic workers. In Mumbai, around 40% of the workforce is informally employed. This means no sick pay, no pension, no job security, and often very low wages. Underemployment is also a problem. People might have some work, but not enough to lift them out of poverty.